Ever hopped on a bicycle and felt that awesome momentum building you pedal? Yeah, that's kind of what we're talking about today. That's the flywheel effect.
Yeah.
And we're going to see how it works in the crypto world, specifically with this thing called, you heard it right, Goblin's Cash.
Goblin's Cash.
Goblin's Cash. All right. Now, I know what you're thinking, right? Crypto, it's a whole different language.
It can be.
Right.
Yeah.
But this Goblin's Cash flywheel thing, it's a concept worth wrapping your head around. Trust me on that. So, ready to dive in. Let's unpack this whole Goblin's Cash flywheel thing.
Okay, so picture this, right? Every single thing you do on Goblin's Cash, trading, staking, whatever it is, it's like you're giving those pedals a push. And with every push, bam, you're building on that momentum, creating this cycle that just keeps on going.
Okay, so I'm already seeing how this flywheel gets going. But here's what I find really interesting. Goblin's Cash, they're rewarding users with not just one token, but two. You get their own token, GOB, but also some WBCH.
Right.
It's like earning interest on your interest. Talk about a
Yes.
sweet deal. But okay, let's get real for a sec. How does this whole flywheel actually work? I mean, where does it all begin?
Well, it all starts with that magic word, liquidity. Think of it like the oil that keeps the engine of the platform running. I mean, imagine trying to trade on a platform with zero liquidity.
Ouch.
Yeah, exactly. High fees, delays, the whole shebang. Goblin's Cash knows this, which is why they've set up the system that encourages liquidity. So when you stake your GOB or provide liquidity for others to trade, you're basically stocking the shelves. You know, you're making it easier, cheaper, smoother overall for everyone to use the platform.
That's actually pretty smart. So more liquidity equals a better user experience, which naturally attracts more users, right?
Bingo, exactly. It's like walking into a shop, great service, awesome stuff. Everybody wants a piece of that. So as Goblin's Cash becomes more user-friendly, more efficient, they attract a larger crowd.
Makes sense. Now, we can't talk about Goblin's Cash without talking about the GOB token.
Right.
From what I've read, it's not just some random token, it's like the heart of this whole flywheel operation.
It is. It really is the fuel, you know? And it's
Wow.
interesting because it doesn't just start as this digital asset, it becomes something more. Within the Goblin's Cash ecosystem, it gives you real utility, right? We're talking about the power to vote on governance, to stake it, even access to like premium features. Suddenly, your GOB token isn't just a token, it's your key to do more, to be more involved. And naturally, the more people want in, the more that demand pushes up the value of GOB.
Okay, so it's like a positive feedback loop. More use, more demand, higher value, which then attracts even more users.
You got it. And that brings us to what we call the network effect. This is where the flywheel really starts cranking because think about it, right? More users equals more activity on the platform, more trading, more staking, more people participating in the governance, which, you guessed it, attracts even more users. It's that snowball effect, like a rising tide lifts all boats, everybody wins.
So we've got the platform going, the GOB token is gaining traction, network effect is in full swing. What I'm wondering is, what keeps this momentum going?
That's where Goblin's Cash's reward structure comes in. It's genius, really. So let's say you're staking your GOB, which is like putting your tokens to work, earning you some interest, or you're providing liquidity. You're constantly being rewarded for being a part of it, for staying engaged. And those rewards, they're not just a bonus, they're the fuel that keeps this entire flywheel turning.
They've figured out how to keep people engaged and keep the growth going.
And that takes us to the last piece of the puzzle innovation. With the ecosystem thriving and a sustainable model, thanks to this whole flywheel thing, Goblin's Cash is in a prime position to innovate. We could be talking about new features, new partnerships, maybe even attracting other projects to build on their platform. The possibilities, well, they're pretty exciting.
So if I'm following you, the Goblin's Cash flywheel, it all comes down to individual actions, creating this cycle of growth, this ecosystem that benefits everyone involved.
Yeah, absolutely. But here's the thing to remember, and this is important. The flywheel's success, it's not guaranteed. It needs that constant participation from the community and that drive to innovate from the Goblin's Cash team, which I think makes it a really fascinating case study, you know, in this world of DeFi that's always changing.
It's a great reminder that in the crypto world, nothing stays the same. Always something new to learn, new possibilities. Makes you wonder, can other DeFi platforms replicate this whole flywheel effect? Or is Goblin's Cash doing something truly unique? That's something to think about, right? But if you're curious about what decentralized finance can do, then yeah, Goblin's Cash is worth checking out. I'd say so.